Well, good afternoon, Michigan. It is so good to be with you. Once again, it is your radio intern, Sandy Barua, sitting in for my dear friend, Paul W. Smith. And we are wishing Paul and Kim all the best today. And we also have another shout out today. Today we are in Lansing in the shadow of the beautiful Michigan Capitol in advance of Governor Whitmer's last State of the State address, and we are being hosted by our good friends at Acuitas. So very, very big thank you to Sarah Hubbard and the team here at Acuitas. So let's jump right in. So our first guest is someone who just had to sit with me yesterday afternoon, so she's already tired of me, but I want to welcome the Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks, representing the Grand Rapids area, and you too will be experiencing your last State of the State address, at least as a sitting senator. So,
yeah.
Leader Brinks, what are your thoughts as we go into this evening's big speech?
Well, first of all, thank you so much, Sandy, for having me on and for taking a turn in the chair here as a host. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, as it is to be on WJR. So, yeah, tonight it should be an exciting speech. You know, it'll be year 8 of the governor's term, and so I anticipate that we'll have a lot of things to remember and to celebrate about her time in the legislature. And there's certainly a lot of good things that we were able to accomplish together. So I'm excited to hear what she has to say.
So Gretchen Whitmer has gone through so much. So much has happened under her leadership. As you look back on one of her very close partners, you know, what are some of the highlights? Obviously, there's been many, but what are some highlights that you particularly look fondly back on during her time as our governor?
Yeah, you know, her entire first term was with the Republican-led legislature, and I think that started off on a pretty rocky foot, to say the least. And so for me to be in a position as Senate Majority Leader in her second term and to find ways that we can work together to do some things that she had long been wanting to do was a real privilege for me. And seeing some of the things that we were able to accomplish in that first year of our trifecta was really gratifying. So, you know, things like quintupling the earned income tax credit for people who really just need a little bit of a hand up, for us to be able to get some tax relief for retirees is another key accomplishment. Record funding into K-12 schools, being able to ensure that every child in Michigan public schools has access to lunch and breakfast at no cost so they can focus on learning. Those were some really basic things, but really important things, I think, that are making a difference and can make a difference generationally. Just to help people get a good start in life, things like RX Kids, which we really were able to expand last year, is another highlight, making sure that kids and young families have that foundation from which they can grow. We know without things like that and things like safe, affordable housing, which we've also put a lot of effort into working on, we know that without those kinds of foundational things, it's really difficult for kids to be successful at school and for parents to be successful at work. So those are real key accomplishments, I think, that we can be very proud of.
So, Senator, I actually want to follow up on a couple of those things. So, first of all, we were so proud to partner with you and the governor and others on the expansion of the earned income tax credit. You know, the business community, by and large, and our organization in particular, we're happy to help be partners in that fight. And congratulations, because it really was a big accomplishment for working class families who are our neighbors here in Michigan. I want to go back to RX Kids. Now, I know what you're talking about, but I'm not sure everyone does. But, you know, give the history of RX Kids starting in Flint by Dr. Mona and how it's expanded. It's coming to Detroit. So say more about that.
Yeah. In fact, Dr. Mona is going to be my guest tonight at the State of the State speech. So we will see her in the chamber this evening. But what it is the concept is helping those families who are either expecting a baby or just after that baby is born to have a little bit of extra cash that they can use at their discretion to help meet the basic needs. We know, and Dr. Hanna has really made it her her mission to educate folks about how critical that time of life is for a young family. And the expenses are higher. The ability to continuously work through that time at the end of pregnancy and those first, you know, few to several months of that baby's life is diminished. So income goes down at a time when, you know, that development for that infant is just so critical. And so Dr. Mona put that together and she said, what if we just find a way to get a little bit of extra money into the hands of those new moms at that most critical time for both the mom and the baby? What could we do with that? And we've seen data that is showing it is just incredible in terms of impact, keeping people on time paying rent and paying other bills, keeping them housed, making sure they have enough food for them, for other children in the household, affording basic things like cribs and diapers. Those are all additional expenses. And when you've got a tight budget like almost everybody does, it's just incredibly helpful to have a few extra dollars.
A lot of families in Michigan that are paycheck to paycheck.
That's
or
right.
Not quite paycheck to paycheck. It's a struggle. Another area you mentioned was education, and a proposal that you have really championed, which is important to me, important to the Detroit Regional Chamber, is this idea of dual enrollment. That is the opportunity for a student who's going to a public high school to actually be dual enrolled at a local community college and start earning their college credits while they are still in high school. And it worked out so great for me. I walked into my freshman year at the University of Oregon with almost a half a year under my belt. So talk to our audience about what are you trying to do with dual enrollment here in Michigan?
Yeah, this is just one of the investments that we've been trying to make to help equip people so they can be ready to get to work and start earning when they are entering their adult years. Giving those high school students a shot at making sure they can get that get started on that education as soon as they're ready through something like dual enrollment is key. It also saves them a lot of money, right? Because the state is covering the cost of that early part of their college education, and it sets them on a right foot so that they don't have as much college debt. And for many of those young students who are really ready for that next step, it's a little more motivational. They get to act like a college student when they're 16, 17, 18 years old before they might have had a chance to. And that can just be a really positive growing experience for them. So it helps with the family finances. It helps with their debt load, keeping it low. It helps get them excited about what's to come in terms of their career. So it's an overall a great investment, not just for them as an individual, but also for companies that are going to be looking to hire those folks. It's just a great option for people.
Well, that has been our conversation with leader Wenny Brinks, representing the Grand Rapids area in her last year in public service, hopefully for now. Thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you for coming up to the Mackinac Policy Conference. Enjoy the festivities tonight.
I will. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Senator.